When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Describe your perfect date.
That's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th, because it's not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Always said that. April 25th, perfect date.
Perfect date. Perfect time to hang out on Overpromised. April 25th. Got my light jacket. NFL draft day. Let's go.
Let's do it. Hey, we're going to get to a bunch that we didn't get to on the Fox Sports Radio show today. We'll talk some new NFL uniforms. Ryan Garcia, your boy's in the news.
Yeah, what's next for that guy?
But we got to start with draft night. What I find funny about tonight is how everyone thinks they know. When you don't know shit,
nobody knows anything.
You don't know.
Everyone's fun about it. It's where stars. It's where stars become busts and people you have never guessed become stars.
Yeah,
it's you don't wild. Know what to expect.
I mean, think about it. A couple years ago, Niner fans like myself were like, yeah, Trey Lance. And then we're like, oh, yeah, Brock Purdy. They got that guy. Who gives a shit? But look how it all turns out. So,
exactly.
While tonight, you're going to see people rating and grading the draft, like, oh, this team gets a B+.
Which you hate.
My biggest pet peeve. You know what it's like? It's like,
because you don't know how it translates, how it pans out in the NFL,
it's,
obviously.
It's like grading a relationship before you've met the girl for a drink. It's the same freaking thing. Think about it. If I were to say, hey, how's things going with that new girl? Oh, we haven't gone on a date yet, but I'll give it an A-. How the hell do you know? You haven't seen this guy play for your team, but you're grading the draft? That's some bullshit.
I'm grading something completely different. Again, I watched this to see the stars change, as we say. Stars!
Yeah.
The family's stars change forever. Not only the franchise, right? The franchise could potentially change for the next 10, 15 years. But a family and their life, a young man's life, could change tonight. And I love seeing the reaction of that and the family embrace, because it's a team effort.
Oh, I love seeing some of the family in like their wacky ass kitchen. I'm like, well, they're getting new cabinets now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Their kid just is about to sign a check. They'll say farewell to those 1990s cabinets.
Just to see all that hard work as a family come to fruition, right? Because the parents and the family were involved in this kid's success. Who do you think drove him to practice all those years and sacrificed every weekend for that moment, you know? And yeah, their lives are going to change forever. It's a great, great moment to see.
For teams like my 49ers, tonight might not mean much, but there's a lot of teams that are basement dwellers, bottom feeders, that are thinking, could today be the day we get that quarterback? Could today be that day we get that defensive edge rusher that just makes the difference?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, buddy.
Let's say you were in the draft, right? Yeah. And you were dating a girl at the time. Would you be like, hey, listen, I don't know if I want you in this memorable moment that's going to be part of my family history and replayed over and over again? Oh. Would you tell them, like, because remember Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend? That's one of the most infamous ones. We saw CeeDee Lamb. We saw lots of weird random moments where girlfriends were involved. I remember some mama picked a girl up and was like, get out of the scene. This is our moment.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's my favorite one because CeeDee Lamb. What do you got, Spot? What's your favorite one?
You know what my favorite one is.
Oh, Russell Wilson's girlfriend?
Russell Wilson's girlfriend is my favorite.
With that face?
Did I say Mahomes? I meant Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, I was wondering why you were saying Mahomes.
No, I meant Russell Wilson.
I was like, he must know something I know.
Hilarious.
I remember Brittany Mahomes just sitting there all chill.
Oh, no, of course. No, this is the one I was talking about.
Like, do you tell him, like, hey, this is like a family moment. Not that you're not important, but we're not married or anything yet.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. It gets fun. It gets awkward.
You know, to show that people know Jack Diddley Squat, people don't know shit about tonight. We pulled 5 times in NFL draft history where people booed, not just at Roger Goodell. People booed at what would end up being Hall of Famers. Like, the team was like, boo, the fans were all shitty. But meanwhile, they don't realize they just struck gold, but didn't realize it. You want to go old school and start with maybe one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time? Colts fans? How on earth were they not pleased with drafting Peyton Manning? I'll never understand.
First pick in the draft, the Indianapolis Colts select quarterback, University of Tennessee, Peyton Manning.
Boo! Boo! Yeah, he's only going to be one of the greatest of all time. Boo!
But again, you know, you just never know. And he's kind of goofy looking, maybe. I
should have went with Ryan Leaf.
Yeah, Leaf is the guy.
Yeah, Leaf.
You know, in his defense, Leaf is a great guy.
Yeah.
You know, we've hung out and he's a swell fella for sure. But I guess that's why they're going.
I think Ryan Leaf would tell you that Peyton Manning was the right choice.
And he turns out to be one of the greats. So, again, you never know. How about Donovan McNabb?
Well, let me tell you about this one for a second.
Your old college buddy.
Yeah, I overlapped.
He used to give you wedgies, right?
My freshman year, I got to watch him play. And I remember that Donovan was so dominant for Syracuse. So when Eagles fans were booing, I remember thinking, like, I didn't get it because I saw Donovan McNabb and I'm like, this guy could be dominant. And listen, he never crossed the finish line. He came this close to beating Tom Brady and the Patriots. By the way, the first Super Bowl you and I were ever at, 05, McNabb versus Tom Brady. But Eagles fans did not give him a warm welcome. But then again, does Philly give anyone a warm welcome?
The second pick, the Philadelphia Eagles select Donovan McNabb, quarterback. Syracuse University.
Oh, look at the fans.
Garbage. It's garbage. Boom. F this guy.
Again, fans know nothing.
You see that guy with the
face? Nobody does.
Guy with spikes and face paint on. He's booing at Donovan McNabb.
F this guy.
You know what it is? Alcohol. I think that's what it is.
It might be.
You don't say.
Let's switch to defense for a second because this guy was arguably one of the best, but also one of the most likable guys. And I've heard him on Dan Patrick and other shows talking about how he kept this in his back pocket when Texans fans booed J.J. Watt. What?
What?
J.J. Watt.
The Houston Texans select J.J. Watt.
Listen to the fans.
That's just a bad pick.
What?
The one guy goes, that's just a bad pick.
Bad pick.
What?
Turns out to be a legendary NFL defensive player, a family full of great players.
I mean, J.J. Watt. Imagine that guy.
Yeah, that's just a bad pick.
Yeah, I know.
that's just a bad pick.
So wrong.
Kavino, you mentioned Mahomes earlier.
I did. I met Russell Wilson.
It wasn't the fans. Yes, there were fans that booed this, but even the analyst on the coverage, because this is really not that long ago, you're going to watch Mahomes get drafted and say, oh, that looks like not that long ago. Rich Eisen, I believe you're hearing, be like, ooh, instead of Watson, huh? Take a listen to this draft coverage.
In the 2017 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Patrick Mahomes, the second.
Oh.
Quarterback.
Wow. You hear the wows?
Oh, my.
It is Patrick Mahomes the second, not Deshaun Watson. That was the apple.
I got drafted.
Of the Reed Dorsey.
Yeah, I got drafted.
Kansas City.
They were all like,
it's
wow,
the
but.
Back of the future that they're putting the eggs in the Mahomes basket.
Yes, sir.
In the heartland for yes, the sir. Chiefs. The Honda War Room Cam shows handshakes and celebration breaking out there in Kansas City, Missouri, where it'll still be obviously Alex Smith's gig in 2017.
And that was that long lived.
I was saying, not for long.
Alex Smith's job, but, to
but again,
thing is,
in everybody's defense, you don't know how people are going to develop. Look, they're drafting potential at this point.
Yeah.
And some people just develop later in life. Some people surprise you. Some people put that extra work in. You know, a lot of these guys rely on their talents, and that talent doesn't translate in the NFL. And then there's other guys who just seem to step it up in the NFL.
This one might be my favorite.
Yeah, the best. What we saved the best for last, and that's Josh Allen.
Because Josh Allen is arguably one of the fan favorites and one of the best dudes in the NFL, one of the best players. And Buffalo Bills fans were adamantly against him and wanted Josh Rosen.
So this is interesting because they hear Josh, so it goes from, yeah! Oh. You're going to win and say, yeah! Oh. When they should have been cheering all along.
With the seventh pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Josh Allen.
Oh! Oh, oh, oh. And that clip epitomizes everything that is NFL Draft Day. Because Josh Allen becomes a guy that everybody respects in the NFL. Even Tom Brady recently said with Vic Blends that he's the guy he thinks, I mean, he has to get past Mahomes, but he's the guy that thinks should win one eventually, one of his favorite quarterbacks in the league. Josh Allen becomes that guy, and Josh Rosen
is not in the league.
So that's it in a nutshell, and that's what makes this interesting tonight. Nobody knows, but it is fun. And like I said before, it's exciting to see all these kids' lives change forever.
I'm looking at Josh Rosen.
It's exciting
Rosen.
To see how it pans out.
Josh Rosen last played.
Well, remember, Josh Rosen then got all bitter and was like, I'll show the rest of you teams who passed on me. You'll see.
Rosen last played on the practice squad of the Vikings in 2022.
That's a shame.
By the way, the 10th pick and Josh Allen was the 7th pick.
Right.
Buffalo traded up for the 7th pick, and everyone thought, oh, they're trying to sneak in and get Rosen. They took Josh Allen, and it seems like it worked out.
Yeah, and he did the right thing.
Know what I say to that?
See, you know what I mean? Like, that's my point, is like,
that shit's funny.
It didn't pan out with her. She was so pumped about it.
What a shame.
So, you know what it's like, Rich? It's like on, let's say you go on a family vacation or something, or you're taking a holiday photo. I usually let the girlfriend, like, can you take the photo of the family?
Good one.
It's just a good tip. Just roll it on that, you know?
The How I Met Your Mother episode where you gotta let that person in the photo because it's just the story.
The outside person take the photo. Look, sometimes I'm that guy. Sometimes I volunteer. Like, you guys are all family. I'll take the photo, right? Yeah. So we'll see some interesting storylines develop later today. Enjoy the NFL draft.
Well, dude, look at your watch. We're less than an hour away from the start of the NFL draft.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, some of these guys are going to be drafted by teams rocking brand new uniforms in 2024. Now, I know you don't give a shit compared to me.
It's not that I don't give a terrible Terry Funk. You're just like next level crazy about it.
But it's funny because you're a guy that cares about your Jordans, your sneakers, your jewelry, your
aesthetic.
You're a guy that's all about your style.
Yeah.
So
look, I wore an NFL shirt today. Look at that. Just like you.
So
draft day.
Why would you not care about these teams rocking some new gear? No, Broncos for the first time in a long time.
Step it up. But I mean, same for the Texans.
Let's start with the Lions, who off their postseason run, the Lions are back in the mix. I mean, for the first time in a long time, like we said last year, they added that black uniform with the blue helmet because now teams are allowed to have extra helmets. So
they got the black and blue alternates, which are pretty sharp, but the other ones are pretty classic. Yeah, you could picture Barry Sanders running in those. Yeah, so not a major difference. I just like the alternates.
That's where your uniform eye is wrong.
That I disagree.
Nothing like the Barry Sanders
like
jersey.
Lions classic. I could totally see that. In fact, that was the sentiment that I share with a lot of people on social media. It's the alternates that make these pop.
Those fresh new uniforms, they got, look at the outline of the numbers,
the little
white stripe down the helmet.
If there's an outline, Rich is looking.
That looks nothing like Barry Sanders Lions. Maybe to your non-uniform
You could say
eye.
That all you want. That was the sentiment and complaint from the actual Detroit Lions fans. Like, hey, they're not that different. But I do give a thumbs up to the black and blues. I think they're dope. What do you say? NFL, you make the call.
Yeah, they've come a long way.
Cool.
All right, let me give you another team. The Jets. Now, I'll back up anyone saying, what change? Because I don't really see one.
Not only that, they put out this trailer, right? Like this really sweet montage of the reveal of these uniforms. So they really hyped it up. Only, again, for me to be like, yeah, they're cool, but they're not that different, are they?
More traditional piping, more traditional stripes. And I get it.
I saw better piping on the Cake Boss.
Well, anyway, they went old school.
Better piping with Bob Vila.
I saw better piping on, HGTV. I'm just kidding.
So
they don't seem. What's the big difference here, Rich?
There really is not. I said just those little tiny changes.
You know what that is? Long build up and disappointing drop.
That's
what
I like. Is. Long build up, some
but hey, dome, little dome. Tweaks.
Oh,
I'm all for little tweaks.
I'll tell you what it is. Look, as I said, the striping on the shoulders. Look at the Jets this year that Spot just showed
you. Piping actually.
That's what I mean. Like the stripes. Yeah. The Jets, the new one Spot showed you, is very reminiscent of those 80s Jets teams, right? Look at the old ones from last year. See, they got the lines on the arms and stuff, right? And they have the white face mask. See, the metal part, right?
Yeah.
Look at last year. They didn't have the stripes on the shoulder. They had like almost those little curves on the shoulders.
And they had black face
and
masks.
Black face masks. So it's a little
that
different.
That was, again, little tweaks. I get it. And those helmets
and
pop.
Now they have stripes on the pants. See, these are things that like uniform people look at. Other people don't give a shit. I get it if you don't care. The Broncos did, however, make some big changes. They're really leaning into that three different helmets, three different colored jerseys, breaking out a new white helmet.
the step up from their old ones in 97.
Fans are hating them, though.
Fans are hating them. That's the thing. I think they're not as bad as the hatred they're getting.
Yeah, on the shoulders, they're in the Chargers division, and people are like, what's with the Charger shoulders? And they're like, no, those are mountains. I'm like, mountains?
As far as social media outrage, Broncos are getting the brunt of it. They're getting the worst of it. Yeah.
So, hey, Broncos.
But they're not as bad as people are making it out to be.
You know
what? We said this when it happened. Remember when the Chargers came out with their new uniforms a few years back? No, it was the Rams.
Yeah.
When the Rams came out with their new uniforms, we absolutely dumped on it. I remember Rich and I were on TV and we're like, yeah, it looks like the Internet Explorer symbol. This is stupid. And the colors, man, they hurt my eyes. I hate them. None of us like change. Give it a few months. Give it a few games. You're going to realize, oh, yeah, they're pretty cool.
The Rams look sweet.
Your eyes adjust.
That bright blue, the bright yellow.
But at first,
the bone gray jerseys the Rams have.
At first, it was getting criticism. Yeah. We were here in LA and people were like, yeah, man, it's weak.
Well, you're always the one to say it as well. Like, anytime there's a new iPhone update, everyone hates it. And then, like, a week later, you're like, I love it.
Oh, man, that's good. You just got to get used to it. That's all. So relax, Denver.
But you know who the big winner is in the uniform game? See, like, the Rams, that bone gray one on the right. I remember being like, what's that? Now I think it's one of the sweetest ones.
Same. Right? Yeah. So you might not like it at first, but you'll get used to it. Yeah.
Now I think the big winner, by far, not only because they went from nothing to a playoff contender last year. C.J. Stroud, one of the most exciting young players in the game.
Great time to change it.
In the offseason,
yeah.
Who did they get? Stephon Diggs. This team, they got a great coach. The Houston Texans, their trajectory, in my opinion, through the roof. And they have...
Dude, Stephon Diggs, bro. I dig him.
No. They have...
Like dig him frog.
One would argue they are the Oregon Ducks of the NFL, where their uniform combos are endless. They have three different jerseys... four different jerseys, three different helmets, alternate helmets. Like, they're really leaning into, like, you know how the NBA is a little overboard with, like, every team has 20 uniforms? Look at the Texans.
Hey, they went from same uniform since they became something in 2002 to lots of options, and they're calling it modern meets tradition. Modern meets tradition.
Well, look at that helmet on the left. The red helmet with the swooshes on it, the light blue H on the other alternate helmet. So if you're a uniform guy or gal that loves this shit, you will love the Texans this year.
Cool. It's also cool for the fans too. Yeah. And Rich and I have talked about the MLB City Connect jerseys. It just gives another look. Aesthetics, as the kiddies love to say. Aesthetics. It's good optics, good aesthetics, and it's good marketing because it just gives the fans something else to invest in and to buy and to be proud of and rock with pride. So guess what? You got a lot of new Texas Texans options.
Yeah, no
so
doubt.
Props.
Now, before we let you enjoy the NFL draft tonight, which we are about 40 minutes away from pick one, Caleb Williams, Chicago Bears. Before we get to that in 40 minutes, Ryan Garcia.
Dude, who's having a better week than this kid? Past few weeks, all about Ryan Garcia.
This guy.
They're saying the face of boxing. But the question is, well, what's next?
Well, no. Before you get to what's next, Ryan Garcia not only whoops Devin Haney, yeah, knocks him down four times, officially three, but let's be honest, it was four. And then this week, he's seen with multiple different hot women.
One girl
with giant juggos, and one girl's ass was out. Like, Ryan Garcia is living the life of what a young, handsome fighter should be living. You could call him crazy. You could say he's gone off the deep end and he's a weirdo. But Ryan Garcia, who's better than him right now?
Life
well,
of Ryan.
I know. There's a few updates as of today, and you've heard the numbers swirling the past few days. But they're saying pay-per-view numbers anywhere from 700,000 to 750. I've even heard closer to a million.
That's a lot, no?
That's a decent amount. Here's how you got to look at it. The next fight, even more than that, right? Yeah. It was $69.99 for the pay-per-view.
So, like, hold on. $700,000.
That's at the low end of it.
Times 69. Yeah, that's $50 million just in pay-per-view.
And that's not counting how many people were watching and how many people had that illegal link.
Yeah.
You know the link I'm talking about. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
But what's the next one going to be? And earnings are out. Garcia took home $50 million. I don't know if that includes the bet that he put on himself. He put $2 million down,
yeah,
won $12 million. So $50 million and $35 million for Devin Haney. So even though he lost and he got whooped, he got a nice little payday out of that. And he'll be back. I'm rooting for him moving forward. He proved he's a warrior. Yeah. But what's next? I'm going to throw some options out there. Rich, you basically tell me which one excites you the most.
This is the only one that excites me.
All right, well,
these are all the options
that you're hearing, right? And then Ryan has spoken out publicly about the ones he cares the most about.
Okay.
But there's one surprise that you might like, and I'll make this quick, right? Okay. So what's next for Ryan Garcia? What do you want to see? All right. Jason Boots Ennis at 147, a major battle.
Nope,
all right.
Don't care.
A rematch against Tank Davis, he fought at a catch weight of 136, but again, he was dehydrated. There was the hydration clause.
Next one.
Would you want to see that with no hydration clause?
Keep going. I want to hear the other options.
There's a lot of rumors. In fact, there's official talks in the works with UFC champ Sugar Sean O'Malley. Crossover fight.
Nope.
No.
Don't want that.
All right. Pitbull Cruz, another Mexican, has a belt at 140.
Don't care.
Tough kid.
Nope.
Terrence Crawford at 147. Now, remember, Garcia weighed in at 143.2. Stephen A. Smith, a lot of boxing fans. Stephen A.'s like, don't do it, Ryan. Don't do it. I like what you're doing, but don't do it. Don't get too full of yourself. Blasphemous.
Am I wrong? But is Terrence Crawford undefeated?
147.
No, but is he undefeated? Yeah. Right?
I mean, to my knowledge, yeah.
I think right.
I can't remember anyone beating Terrence Crawford.
I'm pretty sure he's undefeated.
Yeah. Stephen A. says no. Now, Ryan is in talks with Sugar Sean O'Malley, UFC, but he's also publicly saying he wants 6'7" Sebastian Fundora, who we saw beat Tim Tszyu, right? But that would be for a 154 championship. He's saying I'll knock him out and be the champ at 154.
Fundora.
So again, Vato versus Vato, but surprise here, and I'll give props where they're due. There's a show called Morning Combat that did a lot of speculation on this, on what's next. And they were like, look, there's all these options. I get it. But you know who's trying to make a return at 147? Manny Pacquiao.
Old news.
You want to see?
You gave me six
That'd
options.
Be a big fight. Fundora.
Yeah, Fundora. Forget that. No, I have no interest. There's two fights that are great. If he would be willing to,
and
go
that's
up,
assuming there's no rematch if, with Haney. If, and yeah, I don't if he'd think be
willing to,
right
if he'd be willing to go up and fight Terrence Crawford, it would be risky. That's interesting. A rematch with Haney is interesting, but by far, the best fight is the undefeated Tank Davis that beat him. Run it back.
What do you think about this spec?
Run it back. See, that some people are saying, ooh, Garcia versus Pacquiao.
Big names involved, man. At 147 weight class.
Who do you root for there? The old legend or the young guy?
Oh, man.
That's the problem there. Honestly, I like them both.
I think that's where I root for Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao. But again, that's the life of a boxer, right? There's always that next guy.
All right, I'd watch the Pacquiao fight. I can't lie. That would be
fun
to
watch. You'd watch it. That's the point.
Yeah. But I think the best fight would be fighting Tank Davis again without the hydration clause. There's a photo that Ryan Garcia posted, Spot, if you want to throw it up. It shows you what Ryan looked like when he fought Haney at 143 versus when he had to lose all that weight against Tank Davis. He lost and looked emaciated, his only loss. And I think that played a huge role. So I would love to see him fight Tank Davis again, but not be skinny as hell.
And he's saying Tank would never do that, but that paid big dividends. In fact, he's saying after fighting both of them, he thinks Devin Haney would beat Tank Davis. Look, Devin Haney fought a much bigger, stronger Ryan Garcia. Tank Davis fought an emaciated, dehydrated Ryan Garcia. So I'd like to see that too. I don't think it'll happen. But then again, as of today, Devin Haney said he would love to run it back with Garcia. I just don't know if that's the fight that the people want. But he's saying he has to make weight, if he fights him again. Like a fair, in his mind, a fair fight at 140. Not 143.2.
Well, on that note,
what's next? What do you want to see? I actually agree with Rich. I'd love to see the Tank fight, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Pacquiao's interesting.
I'll take that Pacquiao fight. Why not? What says you?
All right. Well,
what's next for Garcia?
Enjoy
a lot of juggos, I guess.
NFL draft that starts in half hour. Have fun with that. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the overpromised land.
Bye.
I'm
Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.